Is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. It feels good after taking a bit of a hiatus and doing some behind the scenes work. But before I get started, let us go ahead and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article was sent to me by Tom Steffens, and it was published on the 30th of November. Estranged husband charged with murder after wife found stabbed to death at her job. A 58-year-old man has been arrested and charged with murder in the fatal stabbing of his wife Monday night in Texas City. According to investigators, Brian Miller is the estranged husband of the victim, identified as 36-year-old Crystal Lynn Patterson of Galveston. Texas City Police Dispatch received a call at about 9:30 p.m. in reference to a stabbing at the Timewise Shell in the 400 block of Highway 146 and FM 1765. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! When officers arrived, they found Patterson, a clerk at the gas station, unresponsive and not breathing. EMS on the scene confirmed she was dead. Quote unquote, I just stopped by the store and got the bad news about Crystal, said Felicia Gregory, who said she used to talk with the victim several days a week as she stopped in the store going to and from work. I'm just devastated. We always talk and joke, and I just don't understand why this happened to her. What is the motive? Estranged husband, possible divorce rapage coming? We just don't know. Less than an hour after the initial call, at about 10:14 p.m., a man called police dispatch, to say that Miller told him he stabbed Patterson. Texas City detectives and patrol officers arrived at Miller's home in the 900 block of Lane Road and detained him without incident. Sounds like this guy basically said, you know what? I've done what needed to be done. I was pushed over that line and I took care of business. I actually did the deed myself. Unlike that coward ass woman who had her simp boyfriend or simp husband, whoever the fuck he was, kill her ex-husband. Why? Because we all know she set the stage for that to happen. Even though she didn't pull the trigger, she set up the stage for the simp to pull the trigger for her. Yeah. Gentlemen, just a bit of advice. If you're going through any sort of custody issue and your ex-wife or baby mama wants to play the reindeer game of I'm going to keep the child away from you, whatever the court has told you, you have to pay that amount to the penny, and then wash your hands of the kid. Do not lose your life trying to play these stupid reindeer games with these women. That woman, I guarantee you, she got off on seeing that happen to him. I guarantee you. But when I talk about men who put on the mask, oh, these guys are monsters. How could they do this? Once again, When a man gets pushed to a certain point, when he gets pushed over that line and he no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. Anyway, getting back to the original article. It's heartbreaking because Texas City ain't a very big city. We all help each other out and we all know each other. Everybody in the convenience store is great staff. They are always friendly, said Wes Sermons, manager at a Napa Auto Parts store nearby. Sermons says surveillance cameras at his store captured the moments surrounding the murder. Quote unquote, at about 9:30, I see a pickup truck pulled into my parking lot, parked behind the store. The man sits inside for a minute or two, jumps out, runs behind the convenience store and behind the dumpsters in the dark. He was there just a few minutes and comes running back, gets in his pickup truck, and he left going back the opposite direction of where he came from, Sermons described. Sermons told ABC 13 he was glad his video helped authorities, but was saddened this happened in the community. Someone needs help in the parking lot. They call us. We help them. They are just great people. So it's really sad to see someone in a tight-knit community like this have to go through such a terrible tragedy, he said. Miller's bond was set at $250,000. He's being held in the Texas City Jail and will soon be transferred to the Galveston County Jail. As I previously stated, when a man gets pushed to that certain level, he will act and he will take matters into his own hands. Oh, well, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down at her job at a convenience store. Public execution, gotta go with a 5. Method of execution. He decided to give her an old phrase that I'm going to revive from one of my old Navy buddies. He decided to give her the hot butter knife of doom. Oh, yeah. He decided to become Shiv McStabby. So I got to go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 10 because everybody's talking about how it's such a tight-knit community. People are sad, blah, 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 blah. So I'll go with a 10 for the psychological impact. For the brutality factor, as we all know, up close and personal, putting somebody to the blade. Oh, yeah. His face was the last thing she saw before it all went black. So I got to go with a 10 on this one. So, Mr. Miller, a.k.a. Shiv McStabby, gets a score of 35. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another man, for whatever reason, was pushed over the limit, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Now, of course, the motive was never talked about, but we can all pretty much surmise. He's 58. He's estranged from her. She's 36. Now, if he has to pay her alimony, it doesn't say how long they were married, but we can only assume. If he has a divorce case over his head, guess what? Jail is an automatic. Once he can't pay, he's going behind bars. So he decided, you know what? If I'm going to go behind bars, I'm going to go because of my own actions. And he took matters into his own hands. Oh, well, it is what it is. But as I always say, ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the social means that you think you have that are at your protection will go out right along with it. Because once again, This guy decided to take matters into his own hands. And when he finally decided to do the deed, there was no one there. It was just you and him. And guess what? You might have won all the small battles leading up to this, so far as potentially psychological warfare that you enacted, psychological abuse you enacted on him. But guess what? He won the final war. And guess what? You decide to play a game of let me ruin this man's life and use the system. He decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands and take you out of the equation. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.